It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 598. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email questions and suggestions for future show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeNationNet. I don't have a real long show tonight because I am battling a terrible cold. Ever since I got home, I was away. I had a tremendous time. I didn't want to come back. One of the few vacations my wife and I took that, and we were in Orlando for a week, we both didn't want to return. We had so much fun, and I had to get back to reality. And on my way back, I've picked up a cold, and I have been, and it's been killing me, and I got to get caught up on so much work. I'm suffering, as you can probably hear. I'm losing my voice. My eyes are watering. I'm sneezing. I'm coughing. Runny nose. The whole nine yards. So first, I want to mention something that I could use your help with on some emails. I want you to email me questions that I'm going to answer on show 600. Now, here's what I want: things that you want to know about me, about the show. Maybe things I've never talked about. And it doesn't have to be tech. I'm going to do on show 600 on November 17th, a Mike Tech Show Unleashed. Everything within reason is fair game. I got some great stories that I've never discussed. Some of the work in the corporate world and some events and some things I've never talked about, you know, tech related. It's going to be fun. Basically, whatever you want to know, ask me a question. Within reason, I will answer it and save it for show 600. So this is a chance. Ask me anything. So before we get started for today's show, I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of the podcast. Instant House Call is an incredible software service for remote control of your clients' machines, whether it be a server, a desktop. You can have unattended mode, which you've heard me talk about so much. That's what I live on in supporting all of my clients. You can get it free and a free trial for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com, downloading the trial, and please use the promo code MikeTechShow. First, a couple stories, then we're going to get into some mail. You heard me talk about an older client that had Windows 98 on a gateway system that's over 16 years old, and it's still running. Well, it was running until a couple days ago. It finally died. It gasped its last breath, and that machine's gone. So my son's going to be installing a refurb system that I have. And when I refurb systems, if I get a slightly older Optiplex, I'll take a look at the processor, see if it's worthy of adding some more RAM, putting Windows 10 Pro on it, and also upgrading it to an SSD. And we sell them very inexpensively. We make a little bit of money, and it's a great benefit for some of my clients who they don't have the budget, but yet they want a more modern system. They want Windows 10. They want a faster computer, but they don't want to pay all, you know, top retail dollar for a new system. I'm seeing a big uptick on new systems. I had a meeting yesterday with a client. They need two Optiplex desktops. I've ordered today a machine, an HP mini computer, one of the small footprint machines that I've talked about for one of my real estate clients. I have two more quotes that I have to get out for new systems. So I'm seeing an uptick right now on desktop sales, so which is wonderful. And I'm looking forward to setting them up, getting them configured, use FABS Auto Backup 6 Pro. As a matter of fact, last night I'm at a client and we need to migrate a desktop because this one person's leaving, and I'm migrating the desktop of this from this user back to someone who had a laptop. So, of course, I used FABS to grab everything and convert from a Windows 8 laptop to a Windows 7 desktop, Windows 7 Pro desktop. And having a program like FABS to put everything in the right place was great. Now, I was really crossing my fingers on Outlook because we went from Outlook 2013 to Outlook 2016, and the three email accounts that this person needs to manage are all Exchange hosted. I had a difficult time when I first launched right after FABS finished, and I launched Outlook hoping it would just prompt me for the password. I have a tip. If you're dealing with transferring a client from one machine to another, and Outlook and Exchange hosted is involved, go to Control Panel, the Mail option, and look at the profile. And when you click to try to go to that profile, it's going to try to authenticate at the Exchange server, and then you can put the password in. Make sure you do that before you launch Outlook. So this way you know whether you got the password right, you know that you are connecting. And if it will let you in to look at the email accounts in the profile, then you're probably going to be good to go for launching Outlook and then having it work. And that's exactly what happened. And it was so nice to have all the email and all the OSTs read properly and all of the attached PSTs. This person manages a lot of email and from a lot of different people and a lot of different accounts. And it was important to have that go well, and it did. Big thumbs up and thank you to FABS Auto Backup 6 Pro. They keep releasing updates and fixes, and you get them for life. So you have to get it. And a link will be in the show notes for that. Now, with all of this happening, next week, I got such a busy schedule. While I was in Orlando, I picked up two new clients remotely from referrals that I will discuss. Wednesday, I got a real busy day. I'm going to be doing some Mac work involving email, and I'll report back on that on next Thursday. Wednesday afternoon, I have a client coming over that needs to move from one laptop to a newer laptop, and we got to do some changes and some fix. Something that it's a pain in the neck. You know, I love SureWeb and I talk about them all the time for Exchange hosted services, but they keep changing who they're using for encryption. They changed again. They used to do it themselves. Then they moved to a McAfee service. So that means you got to change all the DNS and you got to change things for people that need to send encrypted email. Well, they changed from McAfee to Proofpoint. So then now I got all my clients that use encryption. I got to change the DNS records. And then we got to coordinate that with SureWeb. And it's just such a pain in the neck to do. I wish they would just keep with one encrypted vendor and stick with it. I know it's more work and it's billable time, but my clients don't like that. And then they start to distrust SureWeb because of these changes. So I really hope that this is the last time I'm going to be changing the encryption. So I just wanted to point that out. kind of give them a little knock for doing that, because it really disrupts businesses where I got to change MX Records and then change the Outlook add-in to be able to handle the encryption. So it's you got to coordinate this, and I've been scheduling it. And then being sick right now, I had a lot of things scheduled for Friday that I had to just put off to the weekend here. When I'm done this show, I've got so many email modifications where a new user joined the company. I got to create the account. I got to export the mail from the person that left. And this happened all while I was away. And my clients were very, very patient with waiting till I get back. And they were not emergencies. So I was able to push it to the weekend. So this weekend, I'll sit back here and get caught up on as much as I can. Let's get to some email for the rest of the show. And this is from Kate. It's about the Windows Update Knowledge Base 3197954 loop. Hi, Mike. This particular update has been troubling lots of people. I've encountered it twice on my own computers, both HPs, but I don't know if that's significant. My husband's Acer took a long time, but didn't stagger. I'm working on a customer's HP laptop right now, and this update has been failing for a week or so. What seems to have worked in running the built-in Windows Update troubleshooter, turning off the antivirus, and then restarting the computer. Actually restarting, not shutting off. Now, the update is downloading at 79%. And prior to all of this, it would just hang at 0% after failing all week. Fingers crossed, a restart will work. This thing takes forever without any problems. If you don't hear from me again, either the above methods worked or I have thrown myself off the roof of the building. Have a great day, Kate. And Kate emailed me back that it worked. Now, I didn't check what update it was, and I really should have. Yesterday, while my son and I was at a client, we had a Surface Pro 3 get hung on an update, and it was brutal. And you hate when you wait a half hour and just see the spinning circle of death. You just hope that shutting it off and turning it on is going to fix the problem, and you got to cross your fingers, because I've seen Surface Pros bricked on a firmware update being pushed from Microsoft. We shut off the machine, turned it on, and then it said it was at 29% and continuing, and it finished. A lot of these problems are the Microsoft Windows 10 anniversary update, or as I will call it, the anniversary virus, because it has inflicted such pain and suffering on my clients. It's really inexcusable. And I was talking last night with my tech, Ken. He and I, we've realized something over the last few years. Microsoft no longer does the regression testing and the proper testing of updates anymore. They're not looking at all the different hardware, and they're not testing it. They're letting us be the guinea pigs for their updates and tests in the field. It's reckless. It's not the way a company should operate. And it's causing a lot of pain. It's giving a bad reputation for Windows 10. Because once you get past the anniversary update and it does successfully install, you're okay. Except for when I read last week about all the fixes you got to do. They put icons back on the toolbar that you purposely took off. They changed the default apps. That's a lot of work. Okay, it's billable time, but it's not the way I want to make money. It's not the way my clients like it, because now they look at me and say, you made me go to Windows 10, or you assisted us to go to Windows 10. Why didn't we just stay the course on Windows 7 Pro? And you know what? I agree with them. I completely regret going to Windows 10 on my system. I'm thinking of redoing it as Windows 7 Pro just because of the pain that I'm going through on my own desktop. And if you are all experiencing the same things, yes, I have a ton of clients and lots of machines running great with Windows 10. But I also have a lot of machines having lots of problems. And a big one that I'm working on for this weekend is, and I don't know what caused it, the inability to log in to your system. You get an error so quick, you can't even get a picture of it. And it happened to me when I came back from vacation. I have two clients right now experiencing the same problem. They can't log in. Now me, I had to force a shutdown and then restart my computer, and I was able to log in. So share with me your pain and suffering and with your clients or yourself with Windows 10 and what you did to resolve it, because we want to share that with everybody so we can get in front of this and try to keep things moving and keep our clients working. Kate, thanks for sharing your issue. This is from Dexter. Love the name. Mike, I love your show. Been doing this 28 years. Your show is informative and relaxing. Thanks. Do you know of any discount codes for SIW? No, I don't. Unfortunately, I love SIW and I talk about it all the time for my getting all the system information. I don't have a discount code, sorry, but it's well worth purchasing the technician's license. It's lifetime updates. Incredible, incredible software to get all the information you need from a computer. It does it very quickly. And the report can be an HTML file. And then what I've done is every system that I touch, I have an SIW report. And then I have a client notebook in Evernote. And then I have an SIW note with all of the SIWs in there. So no matter where I'm at, whether I'm on my iPhone, my iPad, my Windows desktop, my Mac, it doesn't matter. I can log into Evernote and I can pull up that information in seconds about my client's machine. That is a requirement for me when I walk into it, whether it be a new client, whether it be a retainer, an existing, I have an SIW report on every single system that MHS Consulting touches. He has a request here. Maybe a show on Windows Server Essentials. This is in the works. In a few weeks, Winston Wolf and I will be doing a show on Windows Server tips, tricks, maintenance, cleanup that a lot of you really, really want. And I think it's very important that we do a dedicated Windows Server show. So I am in the works of putting that together. That will happen. This is from Kevin, the computer doctor. Shared Exchange email address deleting issues. Hi, Mike. I have a customer that has their email hosted on Office 365. Their individual email accounts and Outlook all work fine. However, they have an email account called OrdersAt that most of the users share access to, and they have it connect to their Outlook. Recently, they started having a problem where emails would show up in the inbox of Orders for a minute before disappearing. All of the users have confirmed they are not doing anything with the emails manually. We did find a few rules. Well, this is probably the problem. But since I could only log into the Orders at from the cloud and not verify individual Outlooks, I had my contact at the company remove all rules from his Outlook, which tricked the rules removal process through to the orders to the other users of Orders at. This seemed to have helped, but not completely eliminated the problem. Now it is sporadic instead of every email disappearing. They are finding that they can go into the deleted folders and select restore deleted items to get back what disappeared. Have you seen an issue like this before? Any ideas on what I can do to troubleshoot? You have to find out who are the exact people that are sharing that Orders account. And unfortunately, you got to log into each of those systems. If you don't have remote access, use Instant House Call and go in and look at the rules of everyone. There's got to be someone. And the reason why now it's sporadic, maybe they're not running all the time. Their Outlook's not open. Maybe they're traveling or something, but there's somebody who accesses this has some kind of rule where they don't want to see the orders and maybe they're deleting it or something as it comes in. And on an exchange hosted inbox, if you delete a message, it's going to delete from everybody. So that's the danger in sharing an account. This is difficult. You're going to have to log in to each of those accounts and check the rules for Outlook. That's my only advice. If anybody else has any other recommendations, please let me know and I'll pass them on to Kevin. This is disturbing. It's from Alan. Thought you might be interested in this article as you vouch for Web of Trust. Apparently, they've been caught selling people's info. I'm going to have a link from PCMag.com that Alan sent me. And it's disturbing if Woot is selling our information. We're not going to be able to continue using it. So let's keep our eye on this. And I will let you know as I learn more. But take a look at this article. And if this is true, I can't recommend Woot. So we're going to have to find an alternative. And that's a shame because it's free. It's easy to install. And it does a fairly good job of protecting you from going to bad websites. So let's hope that these practices don't continue and maybe Woot gets in front of this, apologizes, and don't use the data. But how can we trust someone once they violate our privacy and they do this? You know what we do? We speak by not using it and we find an alternative. Let me put that out there. What's a free alternative to Web of Trust? Let me know. This is a really long email and I'm losing my voice. It's just going to have to wait another week. This is in response to getting your original OEM Windows product key. And it's a very long email that I do want to get to. And it's from a different Kevin. And Kevin, I promise I'm going to get to this. So it'll probably be on show 599. So a couple things I'm asking for everybody. Help me by asking questions that I can read on show 600, things you want to know about me, my company, the show, maybe something you've never heard and you wondered, you know, what's my opinion on something? What doesn't even have to be 100% tech. I appreciate that. Let me know. We'll have a fun time on show 600. It'll be my 56th birthday on November 17th. I will try to get on as early as possible at 7 p.m. We'll have a great pre-show, a long show, and then a really good post-show. So plan on spending Thursday evening for show 600, November 17th. And I'm going to even try to engineer not having to get up early on Friday the 18th. So let's see if I can make that happen. If you purchase from Amazon or know anybody that buys from Amazon, please use my Amazon link. Amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for hanging in there and for apologize in advance for my voice. And let's hope I get this cleared up before the next show. That's it. I will see everybody back on regular time on November 10th, Thursday night. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.